This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, it has been a lot tonight. A lot. If you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. What are we doing here on this show?
We're changing people's lives.
All right, quit. For a second, let's focus. Then we'll get to some calls here and some emails. 877-377-4373. All right. The destruction is intentional. Remember this. Remember, we've talked about it 100 times. We'll talk about it 100 more. Headline here is Ford to cut about 3,000 jobs because they're transitioning to electric vehicles. There's something going on right now that a lot of people aren't realizing. It's happening in front of us. It's happening fast. And you don't realize it's happening. To be honest, I didn't realize it was happening until recently when I had a chance to talk to someone in the car industry. You understand that you're very likely in the final years. I don't know how to put a number on that. I would almost guarantee you it's less than 10. You're very likely in the final years of being able to purchase an American car that is gas powered. We have a government that has declared war on oil. They've declared war on gas-powered vehicles. And, well, they're winning. They're winning in these gigantic companies like Ford. I mean, you can get mad at them all you want. I'm not pitching for Ford. I'm not against Ford. That's your business. But these gigantic auto companies, in the interest of not getting crossways with the government, they are transitioning. And I mean big-time transitioning. You want to talk about a shock? How is this for a shock? In 2030, you're going to go out to buy a car for your kid, and unless it's a used car somewhere, you're going to have to buy your kid an electric vehicle. And you know the craziest thing about this is? Gas-powered vehicles aren't going to go away. They're simply going to be reserved for the uber-rich who can buy a foreign vehicle. That's what it's going to be. Gas-powered vehicles will be only for the super, super, super rich who can go buy one in Italy somewhere and have it shipped into America. And everyone else will be on an electric vehicle. Oh, and did I mention that will completely collapse our power grid? While we're busy pushing everyone into electric vehicles, which puts a lot of strain on an already strained power grid, we are also transitioning our power grid from gas and coal into solar and wind, which doesn't produce near enough electricity. So while we're overwhelming the power grid, we're also weakening the power grid. Isn't it crazy to think that no matter where you are, I'm in Texas, this is going to apply to me. you're probably not that far away from turning on the light switch now and then and nothing coming out. And you know what's crazy about this? Because you follow politics, because you wake up in the morning. I know what you do. I do the same thing. You wake up in the morning, you roll over, you grab your phone, you're scrolling through the headlines, you're listening to stuff all day. Maybe you got it on the TV. Maybe you're listening to the Jesse Kelly show as we speak, making dinner, driving home, whatever you're doing. You know these things. How many Americans, what percentage of Americans will never realize this until the day they go over and beep, that's the sound a light switch makes. Beep, turn on the light switch. And nothing happens. It's true. There has been a war declared on humanity. Remember, the war on carbon. Climate change is real. That is a war on humanity itself. Human beings are carbon. The world runs on carbon. And not only have they declared war, they're winning because so many people out there don't even know it's happening. They don't know what's happening. And they won't know until it's too late. It'll be nuts in your lifetime. Unless you're, I realize we have some people who are in the late 90s listening to the show, which is about the coolest freaking thing ever. But anyway, unless you're in your late 90s, the chances are in your lifetime, gas-powered American vehicles will be no more. That's freaking sad, isn't it? That's crazy. But that's where we're at. All right, I'll get to your calls in a second. 877-377-4373. Oracle. Me and my wife are taking our kids and moving next week from the once great state of Washington to Princeton, Texas. We're planning on getting involved locally, but what's one non-political thing someone moving to Texas also has to do? Also, when do we get to call ourselves Texans? Our 1-year-old hums the Frito Bandito song, and me and my wife can't help but smile. Okay, if you go to Texas, you have to go to the Texas State Fair at least once. And you're going to see all kinds of things there. You're going to see all kinds of vendors of various kinds. But really what you're going to see there is deep fried food that is unbelievable. And you'll focus on some of the crazier things out there. They have deep fried pizza. It's not bad. They have deep fried butter. I'm a big butter guy, but man, it was too much. That was too much. But they do have one thing there that is deep fried. Well, they have a few things, but they have one thing there that is deep fried that is incredible. Grilled cheese sandwiches. Someone figured out how to deep fry a grilled cheese sandwich and they serve it with this little cup of tomato soup in it. Just trust me, go find one and eat it. As to when you can call yourself a Texan, look, I moved here in 2013, something like that. I don't know if I'm considered a Texan, but I would easily claim that. I moved here on purpose. I get more credit than if you were born here as far as I'm concerned. Chris! In Alabama, go.
All right, Jesse.
Chris, you got to fix that. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go. Joaquin blew it too. Maria, New Jersey, go. Maria. Okay, well, that was a huge failure. Moving on. Twitter executive, he used to run security for Twitter. Twitter, remember, it's a social media site. You don't need to join if you're not on there. It's not that important. It's a good place to get news, up to date news. But Twitter executive blew the whistle on Twitter talking about negligent cybersecurity policies. And I'm not going to spend very much time on this at all, except to say be careful out there. Be careful when it comes to things like, well, just know this. China is collecting your data in many, many, many different ways. And one of the things I've asked all these tech experts before, like you'll have someone come on or I'll interview somebody and they talk about TikTok and they'll say, well, TikTok is Chinese spyware and it's run by Chinese state-run media. By the way, I'm interviewing someone on that on my TV show tonight on the 1st, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm interviewing someone about TikTok. Just know that China, they have their fingers in everything online. And I always ask them, why? Now, I realize they're obsessed with collecting information. All tyrannical people are. And so a communist regime like China would be. So I understand overall why. They just want more information on people. But if you're in Beijing, you're some communist piece of trash in Beijing. why do you care what I'm doing? What Michael's doing? What do they care what you're? What are they getting out of that? Oh, I just saw Michael click on a video about some guy firing rocket launchers or something. What do they get out of that? I don't understand it. Jesse, can you explain to us the civilian military lingo of the groups that make it up, such as battalion, company, etc.? How are each determined? How do you get placed in a certain one? Okay. I have made a mistake on the show before, and I'm sure I'll make it again. I try not to make the mistake where, because I was in the Marines for a while and I know a little bit, just a little bit about the lingo, that I use lingo we used in there, and I realize most people have not served and they don't have any idea what you're talking about at all. We throw out these words like, what's your ASVAB, and all that, and then people have no idea what you're talking about. So here, let me break this down really quickly. In a Marine Corps infantry unit, you will have your smallest size unit. Smallest size. Now, this didn't quite apply to me because I was in mortars. Don't worry about it. In a Marine Corps infantry unit, your smallest size unit is going to be a fire team. That's going to be four guys. Bigger than that, let's say 12 men. That's usually what it is. That's a squad. Okay, so small fire team, bigger squad. Bigger than that is platoon. That's several squads, usually four. Bigger than that is a company. Bigger than that's battalion. Bigger than that's regiment. And then we get into all kinds of stuff, divisions and things like that. All right? All right. All right, we'll try those again. I don't know what was screwed up there. 877-377-4373. Do you have your emergency food supply yet? My Patriot Supply has made this easy. And it's so funny. I hooked up with My Patriot Supply about a month ago, and on my life, this is how this went. We have a head of sales. He finds appropriate advertisers for every show in Premiere. And his name's Dan. He's a great dude. And I was actually shopping on My Patriot Supply because all my friends had told me about My Patriot Supply. And I texted him and I said, Dan, I don't know if My Patriot Supply is interested in the show, but these things are freaking awesome. It's already made for you. And he sends back one of the laugh out loud things. He says, yeah, they're coming on board next week. They are awesome, though. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com, and that'll give you $250 off an emergency three-month food kit. I'll be honest with you. It's not just the 2,000 calories a day I like. I like that I don't have to think. Because I had been agonizing over this before. How many cans of beans? How many granola bars? How many of those things? Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and buy an emergency three-month food supply, and they've got it all. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I saw Neil Cavuto on Fox News was just interviewing Fauci a little bit ago and pressing him about all his flip-flops and whatnot. Well, that's fine and good. I mean, I'm glad, but it seems like it was only yesterday Neil Cavuto was basically calling Trump the Antichrist for pushing hydroxychloroquine. Only yesterday Neil Cavuto told you were all going to die if you didn't get the jab 19 times. I mean, I'm glad you're doing interviews now, but how's that help us now? Where were you when it mattered? Everyone and their brothers, Mr. Anti-lockdown now, got a good head on their shoulders now. Wow, take the mask off your face. Everyone's that now. Where were you when it mattered? Uh-oh. This one says, Jesse, watch your language and stop saying the S word. I didn't say the S word. I don't know what she says. Say it smells or something. This was a swear years ago, and it's still cringeworthy locker room street talk. Says I should fine myself $1,000 each time I say it. Chris can keep a running tally. Don't ever quit your show. Says I can say her name. She's very, obviously she's cool about it. Her name's Magda. What S word? I never, oh, is it sauerkraut? I don't cuss. I don't use any bad language on the show. I've never have. It's a family show. Maybe that's what she's talking. You don't think she's talking about sucks, do you? Is that what? I don't know. Look, some old school people. I don't think I was allowed to say sucks when I was a kid. No, I'm not going to say stinks. Now sucks. Now it seems like I'm caving if I stop saying sucks. I don't know what to do. Dang it. Magda, I don't know what I'm saying, but I don't think I can stop. Joaquin, Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
Jesse Kelly, my brother. I do have to say something about Dr. Oz, okay? And I have a very large family, extended family, and I have 9 precious grandchildren, okay? And I don't want them indoctrinated into anything, okay? But in my extended family, there is some of, you know, I don't want to get too personal on it, but some of the LGBTQT thing going on, okay? Dr. Oz was a top thoracic cardiac surgeon, okay? He pioneered procedures, and he also stood against Big Pharma. I mean, he was, you know, big into alternative therapies, and
Joaquin, you know the rules. You know the rules. We don't pitch for Dr. Oz on the show. I want you in Pennsylvania. Look, I want you to vote for Dr. Oz because that Fetterman oaf is a loser who's going to vote against everything you care about. But we still don't allow pitching for Oz on this show. No, sir. Deed or DD. I'm sorry. The spelling got screwed up. DD in Colorado. Go.
Howdy. How you doing?
Remember the rules. Remember the rules. The rules are strict, and I got soft, and as soon as I got soft, just like with my kids, as soon as I got soft, discipline began lacking. This is the Jesse Kelly Show, where we do it different than every other radio show. When I actually take calls, there's no small talk. There's no, hi, how are you? There's no, love the show. I'm not going to thank you for the call. Get right to the point and get to the point quickly. All right, Dee Dee, look, sorry, you had to get the hook there. You know better for next time. Steve in Pennsylvania, go.
Mr. Kelly, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, brother.
I know this isn't Medal of Honor Monday, but I've been trying to get through for a while, and I wanted to remember my good friend, Master Sergeant Dean Davis, who gave his life in defense of this country. And I enjoy your show, and I appreciate what you do every day. And I've been trying to get through ever since it was the anniversary of him passing, and I'm glad I finally did. And
Stephen, where'd he pass? Where'd he serve? Where'd he give his life, my brother?
As Dean used to tell me, now I was behind the scenes. I worked at Bell Labs, and he was in the Marines. He was, he used to say he was 3 up, 3 down. I believe that's like a master sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
He was Delta, and he was in on the raid on Gaddafi in Libya, and he made it through all of that, and he didn't make it through COVID.
Well, rest in peace, Master Sergeant. Much appreciated. Rest in peace, warrior. We'll see you soon. Maria, Jersey, go.
Yeah, Jesse, it's an honor to speak to an old jawhead.
Yeah, Semper Fi.
Your politics are my politics. I agree with everything you say.
Mm-hmm.
An incredibly entertaining show.
Good.
I have just one little problem.
Go.
I'm a trans person. What do I do?
Well, do nothing. It's your life, my man. You go do. It's your life. It ain't my life. I can't ever live your life for you. And believe me, as much as I screwed mine up, you don't want me living mine for yours anyway. Isaiah, Virginia, go.
Hey, Jesse. Do you think that Trump has a better chance of winning the presidential candidacy in 2024 if Ron DeSantis decides to go on the VP ticket? Or do you think that there's possibly other names that could fit the VP ticket better than Ron DeSantis? And the reason I ask that is I think Ron DeSantis is a good match for Trump because Ron DeSantis, I think, is better articulating in his speech and is able to fight with Trump points better than Trump might be able to.
Okay. All right. I guess it's time to give you some information that I have. I am going to be the best. I'm going to do the best I can to be extraordinarily vague, but I'm going to tell you this is the deal. All right. You ready for the deal? Because I get this question a lot. What about Trump? Hey, Jesse, I support Trump. I love Trump. Jesse, what about Heavy D? Jesse, I'm tired of Trump. Let's get Heavy D. So on and so forth. What if they ran together? This is a very, very, very popular sentiment on the right because they're clearly the two big dogs, Trump being the most popular for the time being, and DeSantis the clear number two. People don't want to see our top two guys fight, even though I do. They want these two to join together, join forces in some kind of anti-communist super troop out there, and they want them to go to war. Against the communists. They want them to team up and go to war. Well, I had the opportunity recently to spend a bit of time with some inside baseball guys. I'll put it to you that way. People who would know. You want to know the skinny on Trump and DeSantis? Something you probably haven't heard? I'll give it to you. And I'll get to more of these in a second. Hang on. The chain of moves, glad
to stand there. Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I'll get back to these in a second. I'm so embarrassed. All right, remember something. Sometimes I lack focus. Sometimes I get distracted and tell stories or jokes or do stupid things. I'm not really sorry about it, although occasionally I realize I pick you up and I drop you down on your head. I owe you a story that I teased like 4 days ago and forgot to follow up on about Idi Amin and Uganda. I'll get to that in a second, but I have to finish what I was saying. The call, in case you missed it, he wanted Ron DeSantis to run with Donald Trump 2024. I have recently spent some time. Let me just say these are not reporters I was spending time with. I'm spending time with people who would know. People who would know. Understand? Donald Trump is absolutely running. Just take that to the bank. He's been running for a while. That's not news to you. The chances are very, very strong. Heavy D is running as well. Not together. Against each other. And maybe you're mad about that. Actually, I take that back. Not maybe. I bet you money you're mad about that. Maybe you're a Trump guy or a Trump girl and you're thinking to yourself, that sucks, that's stupid, Ron DeSantis should wait his turn. Maybe you're a huge Heavy D fan and you say, I'm sick of Trump, he needs to go away, it's Heavy D's turn. But here, take comfort in this. Take comfort in this. One, whoever wins that will be better for having had to take on the other one. get better, sharper, debate, on message, raise money, get out there, get your people in every precinct in the country, get your people in place across the nation to get out the vote. Whoever wins that will be better. Okay, so take heart in that. That's one. Two, there was the nastiest Republican primary I've ever seen back in 2016. That ended with a Donald Trump presidency. Just because we're going to have a nasty primary doesn't mean that's a bad thing, all right? Doesn't mean it's a bad thing. And three, really take heart in this. There's absolutely nothing you or I can do to stop either one of them, no matter who your choice is. Donald Trump believes he was screwed out of the presidency, probably not wrong about that, believes overall he was a good president, probably not wrong about that either, even though he screwed up COVID and his personnel decisions sucked. Overall, Donald Trump was an excellent president and made life better for the working man and secured the border. And he believes that's his seat, that seat in the Oval Office, he believes that belongs to him. Heavy D? Heavy D has been by a mile the best governor in America for the last 2 years. He has been a leader on virtually every issue from COVID to other things. He is younger, sharper, probably just because of his age, has a good team around him, and he believes it's his turn and his time, and he believes that seat belongs to him. There's nothing in the world, and probably nobody in the world, not even their wives, could dissuade either one of those guys from going after those seat, that seat. There's only one seat, and those types of guys go for it. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I know fights probably make you uncomfortable. They don't make me uncomfortable. I like them because I want the country to be better. And if Donald Trump has to brawl Heavy D and get sharper, I like it. If Heavy D has to try to overcome Trump, who's the most powerful Republican in America, most popular, I like that too. You know who wins? We win. But I will tell you this. I mean, maybe there would be some big coming together at the end, depending on who won, although I doubt it. They ain't running together. You're not going to see some unified ticket. People who would know have told me they're both probably in. In fact, the guy who I very much trust on the issue, I'll just leave it at that, he said there's probably a 70% chance Heavy D is in. Did you hear that speech Heavy D just gave in Pennsylvania? Which is weird because he's a governor. Hold on, let me pull up my map. He's a governor in Florida, and Pennsylvania is way up there. And Heavy D just flew in to give a speech. And it sure sounded like a man running for president. Why do you think that is? And I don't fault either of them for it. None of that was an insult. We need type A ambitious men in this country. They both think that seat belongs to them, and they're going to fight about it. And I think that's a very, very good thing. Dee Dee, you sounded very nice, and I know you didn't know the rules, so let's try this again. Dee Dee, go.
I think that we need to have people who own electric vehicles paying for road and bridges tax. And then I think also if we have to be enforced, if they try to enforce us into buying electric vehicles over gas-powered vehicles, they're not taking into account how that can cause black or brownouts.
Yes, they are. They want black or brownouts. Now, you made some good points there, but remember, you can point out all the destruction that will come from the communist policies. And you can tell him he's a hypocrite and, hey, this is going to ruin this and people will die and this will be terrible. And you can point all this out. And whether he does it to your face or not, you know what he's doing on the inside when you point out all the destruction and misery that will come? You know what he's doing? He's going, yeah, yeah, I know. That's the idea. If you walked in Bill Gates' office right now and you hooked him up to a lie detector test and you told him, Bill, don't you understand the policies you push out there will kill over a billion people, starvation across the globe, mass poverty and misery, over a billion people, Bill. Bill, don't you realize that? Inside, he'd be saying, yeah, that's the point. The destruction is intentional. The destruction is the point. Normal people like Dee Dee in Colorado, they can't relate to that because she's not a monster. You can't relate to that. You don't think in those terms because you're not a communist. The communist is. It's a religion of destruction. A religion of, that's what they worship. They never stop destroying because it's the whole point of the religion. Leonardo. Oh, shoot. I didn't click on the button. Leonardo, New York. Go.
Buenos tardes, Jesse. Your official American, your official American Indian name is the Oracle who lose focus a lot.
Okay, that's fair. And I'm going to get to the Idi Amin thing in a second, okay? That's fair. Look, I'll have you know, in case you think I'm stupid, I finished in the top two-thirds of my high school class. All right, I don't want to rub it in anyone's face. Chris in Alabama, go.
How about it, Jesse? We must ensure the existence of our race and a future for white children. How does that compare to Black Lives Matter with the communist fist in the air?
Okay, he's obviously doing a play on words, probably a couple beers in, which I respect. He's doing a little play on words into what the Black Lives Matter people did about the future of the black race and black this and black that. Always remember something, that there are two different things going on when it comes to race relations in America. Remember this, because you'll see, now that I mention it, you'll see it if you haven't seen it already. On the ground, on the actual ground level, and this is the level that sadly affects you and me, of course there is rampant anti-white racism across the country. That's very clear. Look at college admissions, for Pete's sake. Who is eligible for PPE? All of that. You already know that. But keep this in mind always. The elites at the top, the politicians, the billionaires and whatnot, they've divided us up on purpose. They've done this on purpose because they understand as long as we're quibbling with each other, as long as we're fighting each other, we are not focusing on who's actually pillaging us. That's a fact. Now, I'm not discounting the first part, but don't discount the second part either. All right, I'll get to the Idi Amin story that I've been teased like 5 days ago and then headlines I didn't get to. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, don't fret. We still have a whole segment to go, and then we'll be back here tomorrow, and then the next day after that, and the next day after that, killing it. All right. Before I get to headlines, this email at Cut Deep, it says, okay, I'm going for a listen to the symmetrical Oracle Jesse Kelly drive in the country. Can we have a dark story of Idi Amin's caverns at some point in time? I mentioned Uganda, and it's a long story, but he was an African dictator, kind of a nutball, huge dude. I think he was 6'4", got to be close to 300 pounds, big guy, very, very violent dude when he was younger, really worked his way up through the ranks when he was younger, back when the British kind of controlled their military. Then the country got handed over, whatever. He ends up taking over, he's kind of a horrible dictator, little bit of a racist kind of a guy too. The Indian people from India had run most of the shops and things like that, and he kind of scapegoated them and ran them out of the country. But he did love torture and murder, as most dictators do. And there's a place there to this day, from what I understand, I've never been, to this day you can go tour it. I guess it's still there. Now, I know about the place, but I've never been to it. On top of the various other places where they would torture people with machetes and otherwise, they had this bunker type thing where they would keep people. And picture this. It's crazy. I've only seen videos. Right? I haven't been there. I've only seen videos. You would be on a boat. You'd be in this little a creek. It's definitely not a river. A little canal, a little creek. And this boat would go into this concrete bunker where you have a concrete platform on each side of you. You understand? So you're looking to your right concrete platform, left concrete platform. And then as you step up on the platform, you can see there are jail cells up on the platforms. Here's what they would do. It just sounds so terrible, especially if you're claustrophobic at all. It just would drive me absolutely up the wall. They would stuff people into these jail cells, and I mean cram them in there so you can't sit down. You can't move. And look, it's Uganda, okay? It's warm. It's really, really warm. They would stuff you in there so you can hardly breathe, and people would be dying of heart attacks and strokes. They'd be dying of shock. I'm not even going to go into the bathroom situation. It sounds simplistic, but it's miserable. And get this, the water was electrified, extremely electrified. And one of the things the guards had to guard against the most was when they were opening the doors, for whatever reason, haul out a dead body or throw someone else new in, they had to guard the most against people jumping out of the door and jumping into the water on purpose to kill themselves. That is Edie Amin. Isn't that sick? Isn't that sick? Dr. Jesse, I'm not sure what the suits are thinking, breaking up the show into three segments instead of one for podcasts. I bet they buy pre-made burger patties with decisions like that. Says his name is Ben. Says I can say his name. His name is Ben. I'll tell you, I hate that too. I hate that too. Michael, I think we need to talk to the suits about that. We let that go for a while. That's just dumb. Why are we making people download three different shows every day? What's the reason behind that? They listen to me, not you. You know what? I'm going to bring it. Remind me next time we have a meeting with the suits. I've got to officially file a protest. I know there were a bunch of techno babble reasons they did it to begin with. That's just flat out a pain in the rear end to have to download all 3 hours. And then the download thing apparently doesn't work. And half the time we miss the third hour, people complain to me about that. Jesse, where's the third hour? This has gotten too complicated. All right. Before we get to headlines I didn't get to, let's get to Pure Talk. Let's get to you not using your cell phone money every single month to fund somebody who hates you. Corporate America. Major corporate America hates your guts. Most of it does. Now, some of those things we can't avoid. There are some things we don't even have options on. But when we do have options and great options, let's take advantage of them, no? Pure Talk, same 5G network as one of the big guys. Average family saves over $900 a year, so you're saving money. American customer service, CEO is a veteran. What's the downside? Keep your phone, get a new phone, keep your number, get a new number. What, you have nothing but options. Takes less than 10 minutes. Less than 10 minutes. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. And then just let them walk you through it. It's cake. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Put your money where your morals are.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Finnish PM Sanna Marin is sorry for the topless guest photo at the official residence. Look, when you elect a party animal 30-some-year-old woman to be your PM, you're going to get party animal 30-some-year-old woman things. White people banned from off-campus UC Berkeley student housing common areas. Remember, like 10 minutes ago when we were talking about the systemic racism against white people in this country? This is exactly what I'm talking about. Isn't it crazy that we had this window, this small window in the country where we weren't racially segregated anymore, and we're just quickly heading right back there again? Nutso. Biden takes a two-week break as vacation time outstrips Trump, Obama, and Bush. This isn't even the worst of it. Remember when Biden and Jen Psaki, when she was press sec, and Secretary of State Blinken, remember when all three of them just went on vacation when Afghanistan was collapsing? It was the most dumbfounding thing in the world. Afghanistan was collapsing. People were falling off of the planes to their death. No one could get a hold of anyone at the White House. Record. Oh, yeah. Oh, Michael brought up when Pete went on the rear admiral when he went on maternity leave. Yeah. I remember that picture Pete put up of him and Chasen. That'll never stop being funny. They were pictured in a hospital bed together. Oh, I hope the birth wasn't too rigorous, you two. Best of luck for a quick recovery. Record number of Americans are suffering the most since the Great Recession. Remember, that's on purpose. Never forget it's on purpose. The destruction is intentional. Now, you may be confused. Why? It doesn't make sense. Why? They have to live here too. Why? None of the people intentionally destroying the country are going to have to make business decisions in the grocery store the way you are. None of them are going to have to give up red meat. None of them are going to give up flying. None of them are going to give up their gas-powered vehicles. They're all going to be luxuriating in mansions. You, however, remember this, the middle class, you are their enemy. You vote against them. Your financial freedom allows you to be free of their control. They must destroy your way of life before you will ever bend the knee. They know that. Right now, you'd never bend the knee, ever. If we ever get to a place where your kids are looking at you saying, Mommy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry. And they're your only option, they know you will go. They know you will. I know that's sick. I know that's evil, but that's communism. That's how it's always worked. That's how it will always work. All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We are going to be back tomorrow. Have some more laughs. Talk about these primaries and some things that are rolling in. All right. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.